Welcome back to The Rush. Ryan is off today. If you don't know why, you should have been here at the beginning because now you have to wait till later. Rush Renayer is here today, filling in on The Rush, 71010 for all of your texts, 416-872-1010 to talk to the show. What is going on with some of our most important frontline workers, those people that are driving trucks right now? There's going to be layoffs during the economic downturn brought about by COVID-19. Trucking Canada continues to sound the alarm about a truck driver shortage. In a briefing prepared for Employment and Social Development Canada, they cited a lot of reports of aging truck drivers who are leaving jobs because of worries about exposure to COVID-19 and the stresses. They stress the need to ensure that they have enough people on the job when the economy does recover. My father-in-law is a retired truck driver. He's been driving trucks his entire life. He has come out of retirement three separate times because of the shortage of drivers in the industry. And I can only imagine that the only thing keeping him home right now is the threats from his wife if he comes out of retirement again to drive trucks again. But I know the guy would in a second because he's that solid of an individual. Dan Einwechter is here. He's the owner of Challenger Motor Freight. How are you, Dan?
I'm wonderful.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. I don't think the trucking industry has ever been talked about more than right now, and I think that's a really good thing. How's the industry doing?
Well, I think you're right. It has been talked about an awful lot. We've always said we're the unsung heroes, connecting, we're stitching society together, so to speak, with what we do. You know, the old saying is, if you've got a truck, brought it. How's it doing right now? It's challenging. It's worrisome, full of anxiety for everybody, like it is for everybody in society. So it's not just truckers. We have the same concerns, but we have the added responsibility, as so many people do, regardless of what goes on around us, we have to be out there trying to keep our society alive.
But Dan, are you hearing from truckers who don't want to go out onto the road? They're worried about coming back home to their families or even just putting themselves in danger?
Well, sure. I'd be lying if I said I haven't, but that's minimal amount. And, you know, people will have their own individual reasons. If they might be living with their grandparents,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
if they themselves are older or have an underlying issue. So
yeah, I just imagine that those people will also, like, if they don't go to work, then that's adding to this shortage that already existed before the pandemic, right?
Right. But at the same time, there has what has happened. Some industries, as you all know, the automotive industry has shut down basically completely for the next while. So there's some elasticity, some capacity there for that. But even a lot of those drivers are so used to doing that routine work, we can't easily switch them over to the what we would call irregular route activity that we need to do to keep the products and goods moving right now.
Let's get this on a human level and talk about your drivers.
Sure.
What are some of the things they're telling you? What are their concerns? What are their worries on the roads right now? I know bathrooms is an issue, right?
Bathrooms has been an issue. The message is getting out. I don't think it's as much of an issue lately. I think now people have either been shunned into doing the right thing, or they've just realized of their own accord that they should do the right thing. The bigger issue is access to food, because any sit-down areas and truck stops, for example, are closed. Sit-down restaurants are closed. You can't take a tractor trailer through a drive-through, but for all those issues, truck stops have a lot of prepackaged takeaway food, which is good. But many truck drivers, especially in the longer haul, they will pack a cooler with a ton of food for their needs for a big part of their week, or whatever, however long their journey is. And we have so many good Samaritans come up to our drivers and say, "Hey, you're a driver, right?" And yes, I am. Can I buy you coffee? Can I get you a sandwich? We had a truck driver pulled across the scale in Iowa, and he was worried about, why am I being pulled in? And the guy just wanted to say, thanks for what you're doing. And by the way, there's people here handing out prepackaged food for you.
Oh,
that's amazing. You know what, Dan, growing up,
yeah.
My dad actually worked in dispatch for a trucking company in Nova Scotia. And I used to travel back and forth with truckers to go to school in Belleville. And I always went with a different driver, and I got to know a different person every single time. They'd pick me up at the 10 acre outside of Belleville, and we'd have like 19 hours to chat. And I was always struck by, during the trip, like, I loved it and I thought it was wonderful and it was scenic and we were having this conversation, but I was also struck by, you know, that's a lot of time alone doing thousands and thousands of miles of driving. I can only imagine what's going through your mind in a situation like this where a lot more stuff is closed on the roads. I don't think traffic is populated. Are you hearing from your drivers that there's a bit of a mental sort of toll that this is taking?
Well, about the travel times. Travel times are quicker. As far as the mental toll, I think what we have done and what we're trying to do as the Canadian Trucking Alliance and the Ontario Trucking Association, we're trying to make sure that the carriers are doing the right thing in informing their employees every day about what's going on, giving them updates. So if they have information at hand, then they don't need to have that conjecture, because we all know, we've heard the term fake news so many times, and there is some fake news. So we try to take that off the table. We say, here are the facts, here's what's going on, and here's what we're doing to support you. And our drivers are so pleased to be out there to keep society alive. We're getting thank you notes about how we're communicating, and they're proud. When I drove myself this week down to Virginia, on the side of Interstate 81, there is a spray-painted sign on a piece of the plywood that said, thanks, truckers.
Yeah, and that's what Jay was talking about, too, that we're starting to value our truckers more than I think a lot of Canadians ever thought about before. But is there anything more that companies can do to help these people on the road?
I would just say continually communicate. Continually communicate. Those of us that employ drivers, communicate to them. Those companies that utilize our services, treat our drivers with respect, and by and large, most companies are. For the limited companies that weren't allowing access to washrooms or facilities, think that through and hopefully change your attitude. And just be thankful that we're doing this job so we can get back to our normal life sooner than later.
Well said, Dan. Moving forward, as we get to the other side of this, and I know we're going to get to the other side of this, do you think this is one of these industries, specifically the trucking industry, that's going to see a surge in people wanting to be a part of it? And are there going to be more drivers needed?
Well, long term, all the forecasts were that we need more drivers regardless. If you look at, we have an aging population. Our average age of a driver, I think, in our fleet is something like 52.6. Not that long ago, it was like 45. And we're indicative of what the industry's like. We need to attract more drivers. And with some of the autonomous, and I don't want people to think that autonomous trucks are coming into play. They'll be semi-autonomous. We prefer to call them advanced driver assist vehicles. There'll be a lot of technology in the trucks, and we think that's going to help attract different types of drivers going forward, because there's going to be truck driving jobs for many, many, many years to come. And it's a great job. It's a great way to see North America, a great way to meet new people. And if you like to self-isolate a bit and don't like being too social, a great place to go in the truck and you can avoid all the people you don't want to speak to.
Hey, all the truckers I know are quite sociable. Yeah, the truckers I know are social. Dan, I want to ask you, what's your message for Canadians at home right now, probably doing a lot of online shopping? Is that a good idea right now? Can we handle that kind of demand?
I call that the silly season, and in fact, amongst friends, I'd call it something different. I won't say it on the radio. This binge buying is ridiculous. There is a ton of goods in the trucks, a ton of goods in the warehouses. It's on the way. It's being produced, and there's no need to do it. In fact, I talked to some people that we'd haul some groceries, and one of my friends said for 3 or 4 weeks, they were up 30% in volume hauling groceries, and last week they were down 5% in volume from what they normally did, which means the warehouses and the stores have gotten caught up from all the silly buying that was going on. There's tons of food, and my biggest thing I would tell people, and I have to tell myself when I get a little wound up about what we're facing, is it's just a point in time, not the end of time.
Again, very well said. Dan, thanks for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm glad to do it. All the best. Stay safe.
Dan Einwechter is the owner of Challenger Motor Freight, also from 71010. We want to shout out all the drivers today. If you're driving Uber Eats, if you're driving Lyft, if you're driving for couriers, if you're driving for Canada Post, thank you for the work that you are doing. More of The Rush when we come back.